Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. As we navigate the complexities of life, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, isolated, and afraid. But God, in His infinite love and mercy, has assured us of His constant presence. This promise echoes the heart of God's relationship with His people, a relationship built on unwavering love, faithfulness, and presence. From the Old Testament, where God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, to the New Testament, where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, we see a consistent theme. God desires to dwell with His people. So God's promise stands as a beacon of hope. It's a promise that doesn't depend on your performance, worthiness, or circumstances. In today's message titled, I Will Always Be With You, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the significance of this promise and its relevance to our daily lives. Let's join in.
Listen to what Jesus said in John 14, verses 16 to 18. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Hallelujah. Jesus is always with us. I will always be with you. That's what He is saying. This is Jesus' words. He said He will be with you forever. He will be in you. And He says, I am coming to you. We have His word that you and I do not have to live a single day of our life alone. I didn't say sometimes you may not feel lonely. I didn't say sometimes you may not feel alone. But the truth is, once you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He is there forever. And He says He will abide in you and with you forever. This is God speaking. He is not a man to lie. Has He said and He would not do it? So I want us to think about what kind of person He is. Because all of us have people in our lives. We have people that we think a great deal of. Your husband or your wife, for example. People who are our friends, who are genuine friends. We can trust them. We love them. They love us in return. So when you think about what kind of person He is, and you think about the fact that He is the Holy Spirit of God, think about it in this light. And that is, He is the kind of person who is available at all times. He's available 24/7. I'm telling you, no other person can say to you, I will always be with you. There are many people who would like to say that. Husbands and wives who love each other would like to say that. Well, you know, I will always be there for you. But you won't always be there, my friend. Well, you know, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But you don't really know that, because one of these days, death is coming. So you don't know. You will do your best, but you are not God. And so no one can say, I will always be available for you. I will always be there. Only the Holy Spirit of God, only Jesus can say that. And because He is with you, don't live in fear. Don't live in discouragement. Don't live in anxiety. Don't be depressed. He is there for you. Wherever you are, whatever your circumstances, He is there. You and I have somebody in our lives, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus made it very clear. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And notice what He said. He says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. What does He mean by that? Simply this. He was ascending to His Father in heaven. Yes. They were watching Him ascend. But He says, I will come to you. And you see, he's not talking about the second coming of Christ. He's talking about the fact that at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to anoint the people of God, Jesus Christ was coming in the person of the Holy Spirit to live in and live through your life and mine. As a believer, that's what has happened to you. Unless you have not taken Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And I pray that by the end of this message, you will do so. Every single believer is one who has the Spirit of God. That is the person of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us for very specific reasons. He is always available. Not only that, he is always adequate, which means he is always sufficient to face every circumstances. Think about who he is. We have a helper who is absolutely adequate, absolutely sufficient. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper because no other person can be adequate or sufficient for us. You see, you thought your friend, you thought your spouse, you thought your colleague, you thought all these people were adequate. But not so, because confusion is coming. Misunderstanding is coming between you. And above all, death is coming. And so when you look to see what kind of person this is, God gave the Holy Spirit certain responsibilities. It's all over the pages of the Bible that he is to work out in your life and my life. So let's look at them for a few moments and think about them, because each one of these is definitely meeting a need that you and I have. We all need help. We all have needs. And the Holy Spirit of God has got responsibilities to meet those needs. He is a person. He's not a thing. He is a person of the Trinity, the promise of the Father. And listen, he dwells every single believer. So if you are a child of God, no matter what you are going through, what situation you are in, what circumstances you are facing, you are living in, or whatever you are facing at the moment, remember this. One of his responsibilities is to help us in our prayers. Now, sometimes you will struggle in praying as a believer. Somebody will say, oh, well, do you struggle in prayer? Yes, I do. At times I do. You know what? My friend, you also struggle at some point. The Apostle Paul also struggled in his prayers sometimes. What did he say? Listen to what Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. This is what he said. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That's the Holy Spirit through Apostle Paul writing. Sometimes we are weak, we cannot pray. And so we struggle sometimes because we don't know what to ask for. We struggle sometimes because maybe we don't even feel like praying. You can be so weary and tired at times in life, and you don't feel like it. That's why we are to lift up each other. That's why we need to encourage each other. We are to hold up each other. Pray for one another. That's what the Bible says. We need to love each other. Why? There are times when people go through situations and circumstances. They can be in such a pain. They cannot even pray for themselves. So we all struggle. One of his responsibilities is to guide us in our praying, to help us in our praying. So sometimes we do not know what to pray for. That's what the Bible is saying. The second one of his responsibilities, which is so clear, I think, in Scripture, and that is that he will enable us to understand the word of God. That's one of his responsibilities, my friend. The Apostle Paul said, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, the unbelieving world, he said, they think the word of God is foolish. That's what they think. They just say it's old-fashioned, it's outdated. That's what they're saying, but they don't know what they are saying. They say they don't need God anymore. They even say, what can the Bible do for you? Well, let me say this. One of the reasons that many people, even believers, don't read the Bible as they should, they say, well, I just don't understand it. You know why you don't understand it? Because you have not asked the help of the teacher. You have not asked for the help of the Holy Spirit to help you. He is our teacher. Read your Bible and ask for help. The Holy Spirit is the one who reveals the truth. He is the one who is to grow us up and make us godly men and women. He is the one who is to enable us and strengthen us and to motivate us to do the work of God. I'm telling you, He is there to help us. He will let you do the work God has called you to do in the way He has called us to do it. And that's in total dependence upon the Holy Spirit, my friend. This is one person in whom you and I are to have absolute total faith and total dependence upon Him. So one of His responsibilities is to teach us the truth of the Word of God, to give us understanding of what God is up to in our lives. Holy Spirit is a great person in us. He abides with us forever, and He is there to help you. He is there to let you understand the Bible. He is there to bring remembrance to you. He is there to teach you. Then I think about the fact that He is there to help us when we experience those moments of weakness in our lives. In our moments of weakness and trial, He's always there. God knows that you and I are not sufficient in ourselves. There are situations and circumstances in life that you and I will feel weak. We will feel weak and inadequate. We will feel insufficient. We will feel incapable. Then the Holy Spirit of God is there to encourage us and to strengthen us. And you know what happens oftentimes? People become weary and worn out and so discouraged. And the Holy Spirit is the one who can encourage you, who can incite you, who can help you. My friend, the Bible says, Jesus Christ says He will never leave us nor forsake us. He Himself has said that, and He will continue to do that. But it is not good for you if you have not taken Him as your Lord and Savior. Then you don't have the Spirit of God. Then what I'm talking about is not applicable to you. So if you will, you may receive Him right now and pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.